I'm Brendan Marshall, an associate professor in epidemiology at the Brown School of Public Health, and also a senior author on this new manuscript published in Pain called High-Dose Prescribed Opioids Are Associated with an Increased Risk of Heroin Use Among U.S. Military Veterans. The United States is in the midst of an opioid crisis. In 2017, over 47,000 people lost their lives to opioid overdose, including 15,000 due to heroin overdose specifically. There have been many concerns over the past decade around factors that increase the risk for transitioning to illicit opioid use, predominantly heroin use. And U.S. military veterans are a particularly important population given high prevalence of post-traumatic stress disorder and other mental health factors that may increase the risk of heroin use in this population. This study follows up on previous work that we had published showing a highly increased risk of transitioning to heroin use among U.S. military veterans who had reported using prescription opioids non-medically, that is, without a doctor's prescription or not as a doctor directed. This study sought to determine whether people prescribed opioids are at a higher or lower risk of heroin use. And we were particularly interested in two types of opioid prescribing, people receiving high doses and people on long-term therapy. To conduct this study, we used data from the Veterans Aging Cohort Study, or VACS, which follows over 3,500 veterans and conducts annual surveys to determine many factors, including illicit substance use. We then linked that behavioral survey data to data from VA pharmacy records, which gave us information on opioid prescribing. Over the 10 years during which these veterans were followed, we found that high doses of opioids, particularly opioid prescriptions above 90 morphine equivalent doses, were strongly associated with a subsequent reports of heroin use in this study population. We did not observe any association between long-term opioid prescribing and heroin use in this study. So what did these results really tell us? Well, I think the findings that prior receipt of high-dose prescription opioids increased the risk of subsequent heroin use supports current CDC and VA guidelines that recommend prescribing opioids at lower doses. This work adds to the literature showing the potential harms associated with high-dose opioid prescribing, such as overdose, and now we have shown subsequent transitioning to heroin use as well.